It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock on an absolutely beautiful Thursday morning. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. A lot of things happening today. Of course, the 2020 graduating class of Laguna Beach High School takes place live right here at 9 o'clock. But important stuff to talk about right now. We have Mayor Bob Whalen with us. Mayor, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Ed. As you said, it's an absolutely perfect morning. What a nice summer day.
Yeah, this is the kind of day that you snap a picture of and you brag to all your friends on Facebook that live back east or wherever, and you say, you know what, this is where to live, man. I'm hated across Facebook friends. You know, they hate the pictures I post.
Rubbing it in, huh?
Yeah. Mayor Whalen, this past Tuesday night, we studied three separate options about how this community is going to be participating in meetings moving forward. What did you end up deciding?
What we ended up deciding was to stick for now with the Zoom platform as the format. We will relook at this at the end of July again to see whether we're ready to open up City Hall again. But I think, you know, the participation on Zoom has been, the numbers are in the agenda bill, but, you know, a very, very dramatic increase in the total number of people, over 300 at a couple of meetings. So anyway, with the where we're at in terms of the reopening process, I think for another 2 months, we're going to go with the Zoom format.
Right. And, you know, I loved it in the old format, I find myself being able to, I don't know what it is, I'm able to pay attention to it for longer periods of time for some reason. I have no idea why. But I'm liking
the
format.
It's new for all of us. We will definitely get back to, you know, a hybrid situation, I'm sure, where, you know, people who want to come into the council chambers can come into the council chambers. We just need, I just don't think we're quite there yet. As I said the other night, I think there are, you know, three of the council members who are not comfortable going down there and spending 7 or 8 hours in a mask and in a room with, you know, recirculating air. So,
right.
You know, let's look at it again in the end of July, I think, is where the council came out.
Okay. All right. One of the other things that's going on that's really important and we're looking forward to is the opening of the Lower Forest Promenade. That happens on the 15th?
Yeah, there'll be a little ribbon cutting at 8 a.m. on June 15th. And, you know, I'm hearing a lot of enthusiasm for it out there in the city, and lots of good feedback so far.
Right. It seems like a really creative. It seems like a really creative plan. I am curious as to when will you decide whether it's working or not?
Well, you know, we've got 3 months to see how it's going. Of course, initially we want to make sure it gets off the off the ground safely. We're going to have, you know, security guards down there. We're going to make sure people are, you know, as best we can, social distancing. I think we'll have to look at it over the course of the 90 days and see how it goes, both for the community and, you know, the retailers and the businesses down there and in the downtown area. But I'm optimistic it's going to be very well received.
Agreed. Okay. Now, in these last few weeks, I've been thinking to myself, wow, living here, we're really lucky. We have peaceful, meaningful demonstrations. We have a solid, inclusive, and well-trained police force here. And as you see your counterparts across the country with other problems, do you ever think to yourself, wow, I'm glad that's not me in that chair?
Which we do have, you know, I think many of us who live here know that we're blessed to be here in the community we're in. We've got active, engaged citizens passionate about what, what the city's doing and how our community looks and the values that we reflect. And I think we all have to wake up in the morning and say, we're pretty lucky to be here.
Yeah. And I think one thing that the citizenship across the country has learned, certainly in the last 6 months, is the importance of the position of the office of mayor. Doesn't matter what city you're in, man. You hold a very important position, and thank you very much, by the way, for doing such a great job holding our position as mayor. And I'm not just blowing smoke in your face. I'm serious about that.
Well, I appreciate it. I will say that it's been, challenging and stressful and lots of work to make sure you're doing the right thing. There's, as you and I may have talked before, there's no playbook for this coronavirus and how you, you know, respond to it and shut things down and slowly open things up. But we've done the best we can. We've got a great staff at the city, has worked tirelessly. I've got to just tell you, night and day, and weekends to get us through this process. So, yeah, we've got a great team.
Yeah, well, thank you, sir. What in the last couple of weeks and last watching demonstrations and watching what's happening across the country, what do you think is the most important thing you've learned from watching what's been happening?
I think the most important thing I've learned, I don't know if I've learned it, but I've it's come to my mind again, is ultimately, you know, it's the people of the country that drive the direction of the country. I mean, had this incident happened with George Floyd and not been a response on the streets like there's been in terms of protests, you wonder how quickly reforms would have moved forward. But, you know, the as I said the other night, every once in a while there's an event that rouses the collective consciousness of the country. And we're living in one of those moments right now. And, you know, the people, again, have demonstrated across the country that when we want to see change, we're going to demand change. And they're going to get change. It's pretty evident now at the, you know, local, state, and federal level, there are going to be reforms that move through.
Great observation. What are we discussing next Tuesday night?
Next Tuesday night, we've got some, I think the main event there will be looking at some of the downtown specific plan elements. We've carved off a couple dealing with parking and conditional use permits for the council to consider. It had already gone to our planning commission and was well received there. And I think that's going to be the main topic.
Okay. And as you know, Mr. Mayor, in less than an hour, we're having a live broadcast of the 2020 Laguna Beach High School graduation ceremony. Any words for the grads?
Well, yeah, I have some words for the grads, and it touches a little bit on what we were talking about the last few minutes here, which is, you know, be passionate about what you're doing. Stay, you know, focused and involved in your community. It really makes a difference. And I'd say, we all know from the last several months, life doesn't take a straight path. It winds and it turns, it twists in unexpected ways. It's going to throw you challenges. But be optimistic. Keep looking forward. Look at the bright side of things, and you'll carry through. So congratulations to all of you. It's a milestone here to get through high school. You're setting off onto your adult life. So enjoy that, and go out there and do the best you can in the world.
Those are truly words of wisdom. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you for being with us this morning, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ed. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure to have you. 8:10 the time on the Mornings with Ed show.